The Scourge of Phantom Security Software. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. Warning, your computer is infected. Chances are pretty good, especially if you're a Windows person, you've encountered a message like that. Having been told 1,000 times by the likes of me to be security conscious, you're inclined to believe such a message. But unless the message is coming from the security software you installed on your machine, it's probably a scam designed to get you to part with your money or control of your machine. Zulfikar Ramzan with Symantec, a real security software company, says this is a growing problem.
To date, I think Symantec has received about 250 or so distinct rogue security software programs that we've identified, and those have accounted for about roughly 43 million software installation attempts. In other words, we've seen about 43 million attempts to install one of these rogue security software products on our customer machines that we have blocked.
How often are people fooled by these things?
It's the kind of thing where I suspect many people are fooled by it just because people have become much more security conscious in the last couple of years with online transactions. And so I suspect that most people are just trying to be safe online, and what they don't realize is that all these products are in fact fake antivirus. They don't really provide any extra protection. You know, if anything, they might actually reduce the level of protection most people receive.
When did this start? I mean, it seems like it's been around for a while, but it's like awfully sinister. It's really kind of an ugly thing for people to be doing.
That's right. And we've seen instances of rogue security software for a number of years. And in fact, I mean, it's been a popular type of threat for, I would say, the last 3 to 4 years. But in the last year alone, I think we have definitely noticed an uptick in this type of activity. And so what that seems to indicate is that more and more people are falling for this type of scam, and the scammers realize that there is a lot of money to be made by trying to dupe individuals like you and me into giving our credit card numbers for software that provides no value to us.
The other day, a friend reported to me that they got a pop-up message on their computer that said their computer was affected, and they read me the message, and it sounded like a scam to me, like one of these rogue messages, and so I told them to ignore it. But it wasn't until I inspected it a little more closely that I realized it actually was a legitimate warning message coming from a legitimate software package. So I'm guessing these rogue security messages have to be a real problem for companies such as yours, because people are going to just stop believing these warning messages, even when they're legitimate.
That's right. I think it's a huge problem for us, because what we have to basically do is differentiate ourselves from these malicious players who don't have real software. And the reality is they can look at everything we do. They can look at our messaging, the text we use to describe threats, and look at what our interface looks like, and look at all the graphics and logos we use, and so on and so forth. And they can easily mimic that. So, you know, in terms of the window dressing, they can provide window dressing that looks a lot like what our software looks like, but underneath they may not be providing any extra protection. It's very difficult for the average computer user to distinguish between something that doesn't do anything under the hood versus something that actually provides real protection.
Well, how are you trying to make your messages look legit?
We are much more vigilant about trying to detect these types of applications and block them in the first place. This type of opportunity for scammers is really about money. And so to the extent that they can make money doing this type of activity, they're going to continue doing it. If we can put better protection in place in our products, which is what we're doing, then we can effectively reduce the profit margins for these attackers, and that results in this type of activity abating significantly, and in that case, it'll pose a bit less of a problem for us.
Zulfikar Ramzan with Symantec. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.